I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Recently, we saw some major volcanic activity in places like Iceland and Papua New Guinea. That may have sparked an interest in seeing this kind of geothermal event up close. We all remember back in 2010 the Icelandic volcano that disrupted travel. Well, today, there are day trips from Reykjavik, where you can actually see the volcano from different perspectives, or you can hike along the glacier that sits at the front of that famous volcano. New Zealand is home to an active marine volcano called White Island. The island itself is privately owned, so you have to go with a guide, either by boat or helicopter. Or better yet, why not drive right into a volcano? On the Caribbean island of St. Lucia, you get to do just that near the town of Soufriere. Hawaii's Big Island is probably the best-known volcano site in the U.S., but don't just take a driving tour of the area. You can ride a bike through Volcanoes National Park, hike through a lava tube, even camp out at the Volcano House, which actually sits on the rim of a caldera. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.